listener production.
Hey, it's Lizzie Vigor with you. Hundreds of locals are expected to gather and light a candle for Domestic Violence Remembrance Day today. Vigils are being held nationwide to honour the memory of those who have lost their lives as a result of domestic or family violence. Cairns Regional Domestic Violence Service is hosting three vigils, which also mark the beginning of Domestic Family and Sexual Violence Prevention Month. People are welcome to gather in Cairns, Mosman and Atherton starting from 5:30 p.m. It's as DV Safe Phones is one service that'll benefit from the state government's recent announcement of an additional $36 million to support DV services. DV Safe Phones provides donated phones to victims who may have had theirs tampered with. Queensland DV survivor Lauren Trevan says it is a huge help, particularly for victims of coercive control who may not even realise they are being abused.
They may not be in a point of their relationship where they necessarily see that there's an issue. This can have a long drip effect, this type of abuse, before you start to feel fearful of the person.
Domestic and family violence support is available by calling 1-800-RESPECT. And the funeral of a much-loved and well-respected Gordon Vale senior constable will be held today. 50-year-old Scott Duff was tragically found dead after he disappeared on April 8, prompting a week-long search involving police from Townsville and southeast Queensland. Taking a look at local sport, after last week's bye, the Northern Pride are feeling recharged and ready to take on the Ipswich Jets in round 8 of the QRL. The last time these two teams met, the Pride took home the win 30 points to 18. Meantime, the Pride boys will be heading to the Edgehill Early Learning Centre and the Cairns Hospital to meet some little footy fans before the game. All the action gets underway at 2:10 p.m. on Sunday at North Ipswich Reserve.